A man in scrubs hurried in, apparently alerted by Langdon's racing heart monitor. He had a shaggy beard, bushy mustache, and gentle eyes that radiated a thoughtful calm beneath his overgrown eyebrows.
"What happened?"
Langdon managed. "Did I have an accident?" The bearded man put a finger to his lips and then rushed out, calling for someone down the hall. Langdon turned his head, but the movement sent a spike of pain radiating through his skull. He took deep breaths and let the pain pass. Then, very gently and methodically, he surveyed his sterile surroundings. The hospital room had a single bed, no flowers, no cards. Langdon saw his clothes on a nearby counter, folded inside a clear plastic bag. They were covered with blood. My God, it must have been bad. Now Langdon rotated his head very slowly toward the window beside his bed. It was dark outside. Night. All Langdon could see in the glass was his own reflection. An ashen stranger, pale and weary, attached to tubes and wires, surrounded by medical equipment. Voices approached in the hall, and Langdon turned his gaze back toward the room. The doctor returned, now accompanied by a woman. She appeared to be in her early 30s. She wore blue scrubs and had tied her blonde hair back in a thick ponytail that swung behind her as she walked.
"I'm Dr. Sienna Brooks," she said, giving Langdon a smile as she entered. "I'll be working with Dr. Marconi tonight."
Langdon nodded weakly. Tall and lissom, Dr. Brooks moved with the assertive gait of an athlete. Even in shapeless scrubs, she had a willowy elegance about her. Despite the absence of any makeup that Langdon could see, her complexion appeared unusually smooth. The only blemish, a tiny beauty mark just above her lips. Her eyes, though a gentle brown, seemed unusually penetrating, as if they had witnessed a profundity of experience rarely encountered by a person her age.
"Dr. Marconi doesn't speak much English," she said, sitting down beside him. "And he asked me to fill out your admittance form."
She gave him another smile.
"Thanks,"
Langdon croaked.
"Okay,"
she began, her tone businesslike.
"What is your name?"
It took him a moment.
"Robert Langdon."
She shone a penlight in Langdon's eyes.
"Occupation?"
This information surfaced even more slowly.
"Professor. Art history and symbology. Harvard University."
Dr. Brooks lowered the light, looking startled. The doctor with the bushy eyebrows looked equally surprised.
"You're an American?"
Langdon gave her a confused look.
"It's just," she hesitated, "you had no identification when you arrived tonight. You were wearing Harris tweed and Somerset loafers, so we guessed British."
"I'm American,"
Langdon assured her, too exhausted to explain his preference for well-tailored clothing.
"Any pain?"
"My head,"
Langdon replied, his throbbing skull only made worse by the bright penlight. Thankfully, she now pocketed it, taking Langdon's wrist and checking his pulse.
"You woke up shouting,"
the woman said.
"Do you remember why?"
Langdon flashed again on the strange vision of the veiled woman surrounded by writhing bodies. "Seek and ye shall find."
"I was having a nightmare."
"About?"
Langdon told her. Dr. Brooks' expression remained neutral as she made notes on a clipboard.
"Any idea what might have sparked such a frightening vision?"
Langdon probed his memory and then shook his head, which pounded in protest.
"Okay, Mr. Langdon," she said, still writing. "A couple of routine questions for you. What day of the week is it?"
Langdon thought for a moment.
"It's Saturday. I remember earlier today walking across campus, going to an afternoon lecture series, and then that's pretty much the last thing I remember. Did I fall?"
"We'll get to that. Do you know where you are?"
Langdon took his best guess.
"Massachusetts General Hospital?"
Dr. Brooks made another note.
"And is there someone we should call for you? Wife? Children?"